All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat that I can see. Judy Anita is on. PD Frank is on. Nude Monk is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Salty Reese's Cup is on. Lady Boo is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Dead Plant is on. Nude Monk is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Robin Aroni is on. Mike Griffith is on. Hassle Free TV is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Those Jesus People is on. Mike Griffith's on. Dana 59 is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Coco Dominky is on. Gritterden is on. Let me see. Gucci Buckeye is on. D9597 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Dave Souders is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Salty Gonads is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Luann 5 is on. Jen 11 Live Free is on. Joe Heathen is on. Stefan Thomas is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Supergirl is on. Jenna Fogg is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. Hefner is on. Thank you already in the rant. Appreciate you. Big time. Producer Aaron is on. Let me see here. Did I miss anybody? Z Riley 4811 is on. Snag Dog is on. Scrolling down. JD Wool is on. Let's see here. Charlie 340 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Maligator 1960 is on. Let me see here. Nate Dad, thank you so much in the rant already. All right, it's just about everybody. Let's see, I got one more. Keeper 1376 is on. Run Pierre is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. You know, I'm starting to see, and Aaron and I were talking about this right before the podcast, starting to see some grumblings out there on Bongino, on Cash Patel, on Pam Bondi, and you know what? They deserve it. What's happening? What's happening with the CIA? What's happening with the FBI? Where are the charges? We're 100 days into this administration. And people, I guess people, a lot of times they don't know exactly how law enforcement works. Obviously, I don't know how it works at the federal level, but I do at the local level. And can I tell you something? It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. You get enough probable cause, you start filling out what are called charging documents, probable cause affidavits, things like that. It's whatever they call them at the federal level. And you file to pursue charges against people. You open up investigations. We're getting nothing. I mean, we're wondering what's going on. Let's just throw out some names. What's going on with Anthony Fauci? What's going on with Hillary Clinton? What's going on with Francis Collins? What's going on with Deborah Burks? What's going on with Jack Smith? Why aren't judges being impeached? Again, I mean, what's happening in Congress right now? What's happening with the FBI? What's happening with the DOJ? Nothing. And you're like, you're just copying off of Bannon. I'm not copying off of Bannon. I agree. I watch Bannon all the time. Watch Alex Jones all the time. I used to watch Bongino all the time, but now he's second command of the FBI. But I'm just wondering, where on earth are the charges? Where are the investigations? Where's the Congress backing up Donald Trump? You realize that the Congress not only just passed spending levels that were the exact same as Biden's, but they're on vacation over and over and over again, continuously going on vacation. Credit Steve Bannon on that information. I mean, I'm just curious. And again, as the podcast goes on, I'll think of more names, and you could think of them. You could send me 50, 60 of them right now in the chat about where are the criminal charges against all of these people. I mean, there's a myriad of other charges too about election fraud and so many different topics that if I try to think of them, I'll just spend a half an hour on this opening little segment of the show. But I'm just wondering, where are all the charges? I mean, I remember everybody remembers the podcast appearances and Bongino's own podcast. And I love these guys. And you know what? I still love these guys. I'm not a huge Pam Bondi guy. You know, I really wanted Matt Gaetz. But Matt Gaetz just had, just forgot her first name, Freed on his own. Well, no, it wasn't him. Maybe it was. I think it was. It was him, I think, on his podcast. But anyway, I mean, it's just, well, maybe it wasn't him. I don't remember. But again, it doesn't matter. But Nikki Freed, I can't remember whether it's him or somebody else. But anyway, on his podcast, it was Roger Stone had Nikki Freed on his podcast because Roger Stone is vehemently anti-DeSantis. Everybody realize we don't have any time to be anti-DeSantis, and I'm certainly not. Love DeSantis, has voted for him every single time he's run. But I'm just saying that we don't have any time for these things at all. And everybody is like, marveling at this rant that Jordan Peterson did on Joe Rogan, talking about maniacs always end up taking charge of all the parties, that basically psychopaths morph their beliefs into whatever they need to be morphed into, take control of the most powerful political movement. He's basically going after Laura Loomer. We don't have time for this. Do we all realize that Anthony Fauci is walking the streets? Do we all realize that 20 million illegals walked into this country over Joe Biden, under the 4 years of Joe Biden? And that's not even counting the umpteen millions before that. 495,000 criminals were imported into this country by Joe Biden. And I mean actually imported, as if it's like a fine food imported into the country like French cheese. No. They were imported. And this is 20 million under Biden. And millions upon millions before that. We don't have time for these petty bickerings. We don't have time for Mike Johnson to do nothing. Do you realize, I mean, do they realize they could be opening investigations? You know, there needs to be investigations into the prosecution of Donald Trump. A lot of the Alvin Bragg, Matthew Colangelo, all these people need to be hauled in front of Congress, put under oath so they can be charged in the future for perjury, because we know for sure they will, in fact, lie over and over and over again like Fauci has. Why has Fauci not already been prosecuted for perjury for the numerous times he perjured himself under oath? What are the Hunter Biden trials? Well, we can't. He's got the pardon. There's plenty of stuff that he's done. And by the way, put him under oath now, because he can't. Why has there been no investigations into what Hunter Biden? Well, because he's been pardoned since all the way back to 2014. Doesn't matter, because now if you subpoena him before Congress, he can't plead the fifth now because he has a pardon. So I mean, I'm just wondering where all of these. And I didn't mean to go on this long of a montage about this, but I mean monologue really about this. But I mean, it's just crazy. I'm just curious, and there's so many other things that will pop into my mind during the podcast that should be prosecuted right now. There's so many different things. There's so many different crimes that we've seen occur. We need, again, you saw Rogan breaking down the 2020 election. You saw that graph, right? I mean, how can just normal, huge amount of people show up in 2020, then back to normal in 2024. And there's no investigation? Wait, and we're still spending at the same levels? Do you realize that Congress is actually clawing back? That means Mike Johnson clawing back DOGE savings to spend it? Do you realize that? That's exactly what's going on, because nobody's an actual Republican except Donald J. Trump and a few people around him. And Susan Rice still has access to the Pentagon. How is that even remotely possible? That one came up because of the interview with the fired guy that went on to Tucker Carlson. You're like, well, which one's right? Is it Hegseth or the fired guy or anything else? No, it's people with their own motives and agendas. I don't know whether he's innocent or guilty. I have no idea. He's basically fired for leaking information, went on to Tucker Carlson. He's basically an anti-war with Iran guy, but he aired his beliefs out into the media, which he shouldn't have done. He should have gone through the chain of command, but he didn't, allegedly. But he's an anti-war with Iran guy. But then he exposed that Susan Rice still has access to the Trump administration. How is that? Who's, again, I guess I have to blame it on Trump. But I mean, who knows about it? And why is it allowed? I mean, it's truly, that's why Loomer goes off every day, because she knows all the people that are around you. Like, Tom, are you lock, stock, and barrel into Laura Loomer? No, I'm not lock, stock, and barrel to her. Or Jordan Peterson, we definitely don't have any time for this infighting Roger Stone versus DeSantis crap. There's plenty of enemies. You don't need to go and attack the people who are at least 70 to 80% in agreement with you. All right, let's break into this thing now. Rapid response 47. Fox News, ICE arresting an illegal alien wanted in India for terrorism allowed into the country by Joe Biden. Play for me.
So ICE arresting an illegal alien wanted in India for terrorism-related charges. He was released into the U.S. under President Biden. His name is Harpreet Singh, one of India's most wanted fugitives. He was caught illegally crossing the border 3 years ago in Arizona, allowed to enter the interior of the country. He's wanted in connection with a series of deadly terror attacks in India. ICE agents took him into custody about a week ago in Sacramento, California.
So he's wanted for a series of deadly terrorist attacks in India. he gets caught at the border and they know who he is and let him in anyway. It's almost as if they want to kill Americans because they do. I mean, how can you, if you're going to claim to me as a Democrat that you want to preserve the life of Americans, protect the lives of Americans, but you import, I'm using that term from now on because it's purposeful importation, not allow in, import. You import fentanyl. You import labor trafficking. You import child labor trafficking. You import child sex trafficking. 400,000 kids are missing. You import terrorists from India. You saw they had a hold of him in his picture. Maybe that was a current picture. But I'm just saying, when he was caught at the border 3 years ago, he's been this Indian terrorist. Not you know, we're not talking about Cherokee. We're talking about India, the country. This Indian terrorist was allowed in by the Biden administration. Alejandro Mayorkas, the border czar Kamala Harris, was allowed into this country after they knew he was an illegal. Obviously, they knew he was illegal. After they knew he was on India's most wanted. And not only did they allow him in, like, it wasn't like a clerical error like Kilmar Abrego Garcia. They knew he was one of India's most wanted, who conducted a series of deadly, he killed people, a series of deadly terrorist attacks in India. They just let him in. And not only that, they didn't go scoop him up right after. He's been in the country for over 3 years until he was caught by Tom Holman. Again, as a Democrat, how do you defend your positions? I mean, it just amazes me how anybody could defend their positions. Like Joe Biden, maybe over and over and over again, whether it's Mayorkas, Biden, Harris, or any other Democrat, you know, Joe Biden is of sound mind and the border's closed. Joe Biden is of sound mind and the border's closed. Joe Biden is of sound mind and the border's closed. How is it closed when you're allowing in an Indian known terrorist on the Indian most wanted list and who committed a series of deadly terrorist attacks in India, and you just let him in? And not only did you let him in, he's been here for over 3 years. So judges wanting to be, as Mike Davis says, superheroes. You go to the next one for me, or Eric Doherty tweet. So judges want to be superheroes. They, let's just tape it down a notch. They want to be president. Well, this woman, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 pounds overweight, she needs to run for president then. And then while she does, diet. But anyway, so she, right here, this is Judge Charlotte Sweeney from Colorado. Colorado judge Eric Doherty tweet blocks Trump from removing illegal aliens under the Alien Enemies Act. It's basically just applying to Colorado. Citing the Supreme Court, and says he is wrong to declare an invasion. 20 million people in 4 years is not an invasion. Over those 4 years, 100,000 Americans per year died of fentanyl overdoses. 400,000 kids disappeared into the wind. That's not 4,000. That's not 4. It's not 400. It's 400,000 kids. And this big fat idiot, and I mean fat idiot, because that's the truth. She's fat and she's an idiot. It says that there's no invasion. I'm just wondering. They're also concerned. Chris Van Hollen, all the rest of Cory Booker. They're all so concerned. I guess John Ossoff might be heading down to El Salvador next. They're so concerned about Abrego Garcia. I'm just where's their concern for the 400,000 just kids that are missing? Nobody have no idea. Remember the ones that were dropped off at strip clubs in Florida over and over and over again? Where was her concern? That's what it means to be a Democrat. It's always been what it means to be a Democrat. You slaughter the unborn, and then allegedly you care about kids in cages, the cages that Obama and Biden built. You care about those kids in cages, the same kids that you would gladly slaughter in the womb the day before they're born, or as they're being born in the birth canal, or even after they're born in the state of California, 28 days after, which didn't pass, but they wanted it to pass in California, 28 days. Imagine that, being a Democrat. You want to kill kids 28 days after they're born. And you allegedly advocate for certain segments of humanity, but totally disregard children, born and unborn. That's this fat turd right here. And what she does, she says that now, this is a judge, this lady right here, she says that she's ordering that Trump gives every illegal alien in the state of Colorado a 21-day notice prior to deportation. So they have to call them up. Call them up, put the cops at risk and the citizenry around them at risk of gunplay. Say, hey, you know what? 3 weeks from now, we're going to come and detain you. I don't even know how to put this level of stupidity because it doesn't register. It doesn't register in my mind. I've done a lot of dumb things, but I've never been stupid. So I don't understand stupidity like this. I honestly don't. How she can't see the degradation of her own state by doing this. It's just amazing to me how Democrats never see the destruction of their own policies and how that will apply to their own life eventually, because it's coming. It's coming for you. Go, Aaron.
I was going to say,
doesn't usually pop up this way.
I know. I was going to say, you think they gave Roger Stone 21 days?
Yeah. Stone, Bannon, Navarro, yeah. Trump, Giuliani, any of the raids, 21 days? No, but the illegals get them.
They did give Hunter Biden
that's true. Yeah, Hunter Biden, because that was the IRS was doing its investigation in conjunction with the DOJ, and the DOJ made the IRS warn Hunter Biden that his storage unit was about to be raided. What do you do if you have a storage unit with criminal evidence in it, where you have incriminating evidence in your storage unit? What do you think the criminal is going to do with the incriminating evidence in his storage unit when 24 hours in advance he gets noticed that he's about to be raided?
Keep it.
He's going to leave it there. He's going to be a good citizen and leave it there for proper prosecution. Again, the amazing how you can look yourself in the mirror as Charlotte Sweeney. You can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I am a woman of integrity, a big woman. You can look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a big woman of integrity. When you don't apply the law equally to all people. See, for me, it doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democrat. It's, did you break the law or did you not? Is it something that we usually prosecute or is it something that we don't? And I actually apply the law fairly because you and I were not stupid. Charlotte Sweeney, very stupid. All right, let's go to the next one. Josh Dunlap tweet. Breaking, a judge, here we are again, has now blocked New York City Mayor Eric Adams from allowing ICE back on the Rikers Island. So a judge will not allow federal authorities on federal land? You're like, Rikers Island, Tom, is part of the city of New York. It's also part of federal. It's also part of the continent. The continent of North America, but the country of the United States of America, where ICE is allowed to be. You're allowed to go to Rikers. ICE can't. You can go to Rikers right now. Aaron and I could fly right to New York right now and get a pass going to Rikers.
Yeah.
You can. You can go right now. But ICE can't. How can a judge tell federal authorities that they're not allowed on federal land? Again, I know that it's a city property. It doesn't matter. It's still federal land. The city property is on federal land. They pay federal taxes. And ICE, a judge believes that they have the power to keep ICE off of Rikers Island? See, eventually it's going to get to the place because, of course, you all know this. Norm Eisen is behind all of these lawsuits. It may say, ACLU on it. It's all Norm Eisen. It's all funded by NGOs that you and I are paying for. So you and I are paying for our own political prosecution and persecution. We're doing that via our taxpayer dollars. When they rob us April 15th of 20 to 40% of our income, goes to Democratic Party and goes to Democratic Party causes. There is no great expenditures out there outside of the military, Medicare, Medicaid, and a few others that are somewhat necessary. The rest of it's all waste. And Mike Johnson is perfectly fine with it. And 90% of Republicans are perfectly fine with it. It's just like most churches. Most churches are not legit. They don't preach the gospel. They preach a palatable gospel. Most Republicans are not Republicans. They're not conservatives. They preach or they live a palatable conservatism. A go-along-to-get-along conservatism. A bend-but-don't-break conservatism, but they always bend. Oh, they always break, but they say they don't. But here we are. Eventually, it's going to get to the place where, because there's so many lawsuits, there's over 200 of them now, funded by Norm Eisen. This is the same people, whether it's Reid Hoffman orchestrating the civil charges against Donald Trump, Reid Hoffman, who spent lots of time with Jeffrey Epstein. I wonder why he wants Trump down. So he himself never gets prosecuted. Oh, that brings up the other stuff I'm forgetting. Where's the Epstein files, Aaron? I told you they keep popping up. When I digress tonight, I'm digressing back to Bondi, Patel, and Bongino. Aaron, where are the Epstein files? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
I mean, we're hearing now from Senator Ron Johnson that he believes they're all being destroyed. If they're being destroyed, that means the Trump administration is destroying them. You're like, Tom, you're attacking Trump? No, all kinds of things went on under Trump's nose in the first administration because there's deep state actors. Donald Trump would not destroy the Epstein files. But, okay, where's the FBI cleansing? Where is it? I mean, remember Cash Patel, those big-time interviews? I'm starting to get pissed. I'm getting more and more pissed as the show goes on.
Yeah.
Remember the big time interviews on day one? I'm going to make the FBI headquarters a museum for the deep state. Remember that? what happened? Where's the museum? Why is it not opened yet? Why don't we have public? Aaron and I will fly to D.C. right now and go to the deep state thing. I promise you, if it was open right now, Cash Patel opens it up.
Oh, yeah.
As a museum for the deep state, Aaron and I are booking tickets, first class, Washington, D.C., and we're going to stay at the Trump Hotel there.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the museum. Where is it? That never happened. Where's the mass firings? Where is the prosecution of FBI agents? I know that Dennehy was kicked out. That's one. Where are they? Where's the Epstein files? And they're going to keep popping into my head as the show goes on. The myriad of things that are not being done. No investigations. Nobody's being subpoenaed. That's how you know nothing's going on. Because we would hear. I don't think that they need to come out and publicly expose all of their investigations. But we would hear from Democrats who are being subpoenaed. It's not happening. And where's the JFK files supposed to be released? Tulsi Gabbard? Where are they at? I'm just curious. Where are they at? Where's the RFK, JFK, MLK files? Why have they not been released? We're 100 days in now. Over 100 days in. If you're going to do it, then do it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. It's just right now, not happy with that end of things. A lot of other great things are going on, and now we're being hindered by Reid Hoffman, by Norm Eisen, and these judges believing that they're Superman, believing that they're President of the United States, and they certainly are not, nor do they have the power, and eventually it's probably going to come to the place with over 200 lawsuits pending right now where Donald Trump is going to have to blow it off, and we're going to have to see what happens. And yet, Jamie Raskin threatening everybody that when they come back into power, they're not going to look kindly on all of us. You know what, Jamie Raskin? You can look kindly on my right and left butt cheek. All right? Look kindly on those. All right, let's go to the next one. This is side by side, Aaron, whenever you can.
Yeah.
You just side by side because I just want to give it, give everybody reference. So here you have what's going on. This, of course, now, who's in charge of this guy right here? This is Dylan Bryan Adams. Let's call him Dylan Adams. So this is Dylan Adams, who worked for Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, doing $20,000 worth of damage. See, you can see it right there. Aaron, would you agree that that's absolute evidence? Would you call this absolute evidence of criminal vandalism?
Absolutely.
Okay, as he carves in initials on somebody's very expensive Tesla in what looks like a Walmart parking lot or a CVS parking lot? Whatever, would you agree? And here he comes again. So we can all keep watching this. Oh, what's that? Is that what you usually do? Is that what you do when you walk by people's cars? No, you've never done it before in your life. Oh, here we go again. This is all absolute confirmation of guilt. And once again, the poor dog. Poor dog that has to live with this freaking demonic, repulsive human being. And boy, right now I miss cussing watching this. Yeah. Right there. Okay, now, keep this rolling, Aaron.
Yeah.
New Colin Rugg video, Minneapolis Police Department rips far left, Mary Moriarty. Aaron, can you guess who put Mary Moriarty in power? George Soros.
Oh.
Okay, so DA Mary Moriarty is put in place by George Soros. He's getting ripped by the Minneapolis Police Department for declining to charge this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you decline to charge him when the crime is on video? I told you, and I'm going to try not to go into a 30-minute rampage on this. It doesn't matter. If it was the other way around, and you say you were being charged with this, Aaron gets, use Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron's being charged with this crime.
Oh, dude.
But we have evidence that Aaron was here conducting the podcast on that day, and we have video evidence showing Dylan Adams doing the crime. Doesn't matter. Aaron would still be charged, arrested, go to a jury, go to a grand jury, and be sentenced to 10 years in prison for it.
Yep.
You're like, how could that ever happen? Who's going to stop it? Can you name who's going to stop it? I mean, I want everybody to think cognitively here. I want everybody to think in a 4D chess level. Who's going to stop it?
Not Pam Bondi.
I mean, seriously, I want you to think about it. Who's going to stop it? Who would stop it? They put out a warrant for your arrest. The cops are going to enforce the warrant. The cops going to stop it? No, they're going to enforce the warrant. So then they bring you in front of a judge or a DA like Mary Moriarty, bought and paid for by George Soros. And so she decides whether to charge you or not. Remember, there's a video of him doing the crime. And there's another video, exculpatory video, of you being not even in the state at the time of the crime. But yet Mary Moriarty can still charge you anyway. And then they bring it in front of a blue judge and a blue jury, and you're found guilty, which is what happened to Trump, Bannon, Navarro, Flynn, and Stone. That's what happened. There's no evidence of any crimes. And there's plenty of exculpatory evidence that there was no crime that was ever committed. And there's more importantly than that, none of these crimes even exist. This crime exists. It's called felonious vandalism, or criminal mischief, depending on what state you go to. So anyway, Mary Moriarty is declining to charge. Minneapolis Police Department rips far-left DA Mary Moriarty for declining to charge this guy. Declining to charge a Minnesota government employee working for Tim Walz who caused $20,000 in damages. Becomes a felony at $1,000. He did 20 times that amount. No wonder why Minneapolis is turning into a bleep hole. Police provided evidence of 33-year-old evidence. This is not evidence. This is absolute confirmation he committed a crime. It's not evidence. Police provided evidence of 33-year-old Dylan Brian Adams committing multiple felonies. However, Moriarty declined to charge him. Based on what? Because she doesn't freaking want to. And who's gonna change it? Keith Ellis? I mean, who's gonna change it? Wife beater Keith Ellis? Tampon Timmy? Nobody's gonna change it. They'll just endure the public outrage if they can. The Minneapolis Police Department did its job. It identified and investigated a crime trend, identified and arrested a suspect, and presented a case filed to Hennepin County State Attorney's Office for consideration of charges. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said the case impacted at least six different victims that totaled $20,000 in damages. Any frustration related to the charging decision of the Hennepin County attorney should be directed solely at our office. Our investigations are always frustrated when the cases they poured their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victims in these cases often feel the same. No kidding. So here's the thing. There's lots of cases that are a judgment call. There are. You deal with like fights and things like that and trying to determine who's the primary aggressor. That's one thing. You're like, Tom, you sound like you're a cop. Yeah, I was a cop for 25 years, 1992 to 2017, right here where I'm sitting, Sarasota County, Florida. I was never a detective or anything like that. Just street level guy, school resource guy, all those different things, but all just rudimentary crimes. This is lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, there's nothing to this. Well, this guy should have already pled out. You don't decline this. If you're dealing with a bar fight and you have that grainy video and Aaron and I squared up at a bar one-on-one and suddenly I go back forward and I throw a punch, Aaron throws a punch, you can't tell who started it because of grainy video, then yeah, you can decline that. How do you decline that? How do you do it? And you're like, Tom, you get as frustrated. I know, I can't help it. It's so frustrating. It really is. And then to be a, look at, I mean, how much clearly can you see the suspect?
Right. What an idiot.
I would love to hear her reasoning behind declining the charges, except for George Soros told me to decline it. I'm sorry, Alex Soros, now married to Uma Abedin. You know, it's like this world pedophile ring. Yeah, right. You're exactly right. All right, I'll move on. I can't keep watching. Aaron would tell you, I probably could talk about it for another hour. All right, let's go to the next one. Josh Dunlap tweet. I had to just show you this. This is the actual dollar amount the senators took from Big Pharma. So Aaron, do the best you can. You can just blow up as much as you can, but give me the names and we'll just go. Now you can see the various, in case Aaron can't blow it up too much. Yeah, I got to have the names though. You can see the top part, all the different categories. As a matter of fact, if you can, Aaron, stick over there and flow with me a little bit if you can, just so we can move it a little bit right to left. But that's perfect right there where you got it. It's not exactly perfect, but everybody can make out the names. So I thought Bernie was this big anti-commercial, anti-capitalist socialist, but he sure gets a lot of money from multinational corporations as a socialist, doesn't he? So three House Bernie gets his money. Let's look at this. We'll just do the top three. We'll do the top four. Ron Wyden, Elizabeth Warren, Raphael Warnock. If you're wondering why anybody pimped and ordered vaccines, if you're wondering why anybody mandated you into a vaccination, now you know why in Hitlerian style. So here you have, look at the various the companies represented on the top. Pharmaceutical and health products, pharmaceutical manufacturing, health insurance, HMOs, hospitals and nursing homes, medical devices and supplies, medical societies and nursing associations. Now flow all the way back. Good, Aaron, that's all that I need. We don't ever gonna have to flow back that way. I just want to see everybody's total. Bernie Sanders, remember he said, oh my gosh, why didn't I didn't pay attention. I apologize for being a lousy, lousy podcast host because I should have brought in the RFK versus Bernie Sanders video where Bernie says that he doesn't receive any money from pharmaceutical companies for all intents and purposes. No more than anybody else. Bernie Sanders receives the most. 23, Aaron, that's with an M.
Yeah.
Million from pharmaceutical and big medical. Raphael Warnock, $14 million. Lizzie Warren, $10 million. Do you ever wonder why she pimps and whores vaccines? Do you ever wonder why it is she wants socialized medicine? Here's the thing I want to say. Do these people not realize that they are degrading the system that someday they will probably need? If you have a system, think about it, because this is the medical system now. Is you go in and you see a doctor. You go in to see a doctor. They're reading off of a big pharma script written by Rockefeller years and years ago.
Yep.
That's all they're doing. They're reading off of a script. They're not specifically treating you. They're reading off of an approved script. That's why, how is it that when I went to the veterinary's veterinary office clinic during COVID, that you have all of these medical professionals, because veterinarians are actually smarter than regular doctors because they have to treat a parrot and a boa constrictor and a cat and a dog all in the same day. Okay, MDs, all people. But anyway, oh, you're the man, Aaron. Yeah, leave that. Keep it locked and loaded. Aaron, of course, found the video for me. Davy Jones is over there working on the locker. But anyway, so how is it that all these people, I mean, how these medical professionals, how do they not know that a mask does nothing? Because I wasn't allowed in the clinic because I refused to wear a mask. So they came out and got my dog and then brought him in and then brought him back out all without me, which is a great way, especially now, to get bit. But anyway, so they, you know, because I wasn't allowed to, these are medical. And I asked my now I have a veterinarian who lives next door to me. I'm like, how in the world does this happen? The reason why he didn't say this, I'm just telling you, the reason why is that everybody reads off an approved script because they get their money this way. That's how they get their money. So they, and again, You're degrading the system that your family's going to rely on. How do you not see that harming you? What, I get my money now, but yeah, what about when you have a heart attack and you're not specifically diagnosed? You're diagnosed according to a pharma script and you die. Dom, that's hyperbolic. Really? Oh, what's the average death rate in America now? 76. Do you realize that 2 years ago, 78? America is going down. Do you realize that? They're degrading the system that they themselves will rely on. All right, so Bernie Sanders, $23 million. Raphael Warnock, $14 million. Ron Wyden, $6 million. Patty Murray, looks like just under $6 million. Tammy Baldwin, $4 million. So there you go. Look at all the Democrats. And there's plenty of Republicans, too, I'm sure. Plenty of Republicans. Aaron, so here's, remember Bernie? Remember Bernie versus RFK? Play for me.
I'm going to make America healthier than other countries in the world right now.
Will you guarantee do what every other major country and, does? That's a simple question.
And by the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting their interests. Oh, I thought that that would come. No. I ran for president like you. I got millions of contributions. They did not come from the executives, not one nickel of PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. They came from workers.
In 2020, you were the single largest
because I had receiver of pharmaceutical money from workers all over this country. Workers,
you were the
not a nickel from corporate.
Bernie, you were the single largest acceptor of pharmaceutical dollars.
No, from workers in
1.5 million.
Yeah, out of 200 million. All right, but you have not answered.
And notice how all these disingenuous people play word games. I watched a hearing today with an old hearing of Fauci where they were talking about royalties coming in to the NIH via Moderna because you have fascism going on there, the merging of corporatism and governance. But anyway, $170 million, and Fauci says he never received any royalties from COVID. She says not from COVID. I just mean general royalties. And then he obfuscated and then came back to, I never received any royalties from COVID. That's not what she asked. She asked, have you ever received any royalties from Moderna? And he managed to get on the record, never answered that, but said he never got anything from COVID, which we showed you yesterday that he doubled his net worth in from 2020 to 2024, doubled his net worth, $7 million to $15 million. So three house, Bernie says, no, no, no. And notice the office, he did the same thing, did the same Potomac two-step. He goes, I never received any money from corporate PACs. Only individuals. First of all, that is not coming from individuals.
No.
At all. Pharmaceutical health product, Aaron, is that an individual?
No.
How about pharmaceutical manufacturing?
Nope.
Health insurance and HMOs?
No.
Hospitals and nursing homes?
Nope.
Medical supply companies?
No.
Okay, there you go, $23 million. You're telling me, Tom, that these people live in abject lying and dishonesty? Yes, that's who Bernie is. He's a disgusting, repulsive, pathological liar, as is most people in Congress, Republican and Democrat. Pathological liars who want to line their own pockets and purposely financially prosper themselves. And they, as they do it, they destroy our country. Again, I don't realize, because here's the thing. I don't understand it, because if you enrich yourself but destroy the country, then your money that you've enriched yourself with is now meaningless. I don't get these people. If you're going to destroy the system that you're abusing to enrich yourself, then after you retire, you decide to use that money, but the country's gone, that means the money is now worth nothing. I mean, I genuinely don't get it. I honestly do not understand these people at all. I do not understand how you cannot actually see big picture. All right, let's move on. Let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. I think no farmers, no food. Yeah, there we are. I'm bouncing all over the place right now. It's not sticking on a subject. When I get to the next subject, it'll be, if I do get to it, man, that's looking ugly. We will get to at least part of it. I'm going to talk about Muslims again. All right, no farmers, no food. Lewis Hamilton, this is how great these companies are. Remember, Bill Gates wants to have his lab meat company, and you go to the grocery store. If you want to always find product and you know that they'll never run out, go to the man-made meat section. Go to the vegetarian meat section. Go to those sections. There will always be plenty of product for you to buy because nobody else does. And here's an example of that. But it's all about pretending. We're going to pretend a 99.9% survival virus is 99.9% non-survival. We're going to pretend women are men and men are women. We're all going to pretend. We're going to have these delusions. Everyone on the left is going to pretend like Donald Trump is the second incarnation of Adolf Hitler. Let's just all pretend, shall we? We're going to all pretend that Abrego Garcia is an abused American Maryland man who's been deported to see cotton in El Salvador. We're all going to pretend. No, I will not participate in other people's delusions. And here's another one. And here's a sad thing, and lose this loss of $8 million. Lewis Hamilton and Leonardo DiCaprio's vegan burger company. Who's going to buy a freaking vegan burger? And I'm going to add up to you all the vegan burgers I've ever eaten in my life, and I'm 56. Zero. You know how many I will eat? Zero. If you take away my ability to eat meat, okay, that could be the place at finally where the line is drawn. It's like, you know what? It's like if you show up at my house with your brown shirts on and your vaccine needles, and listen, it's go time then. Now it's strapping me down and force your little mRNA vaccination upon me, eliminating my immune system. But anyway, so Leonardo DiCaprio and Hamilton's vegan burger company shuts down after losses worth $8 million. Now, how much do you want to bet that they were almost exclusively funded by freaking NGOs? How much you want to bet?
Yeah.
You think DiCaprio put $8 million into that? No, they say that they have a cause, an unbiased, politically neutral company. Anything that has to do with veganism, I'm talking about on the climate level. Veganism, I'm not talking about those of you that are healthy, trying to be, you know, do your own personal thing. I'm talking about at the corporate level, veganism or the climate change or with the climate change ideology. Anybody, anything having to do with veganism, anything having to do with climate change is not innocent. It's the ushering in of a totalitarian agenda and narrative using climate change as a vehicle to do so. That's all that it is. And that's what Leonardo's about. He loved to attend the World Economic Forum. He absolutely loved to. He was there all the time. And who's going to buy your freaking burger? The reason why they want to eliminate, remember? Who was it that said it? Oh, John Kerry said that, you know, in order to keep the world from starving, we need to eliminate half the farms.
Yeah.
You're like, Tom, what are you talking about? That's what Jesus said, unless, because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. The truth actually inspires people to not believe it. John 8:45. So this is the same thing here. I mean, how would anybody believe that line of crap? We need, in order for us to keep people from starving, we need to eliminate half the farms because all the cows are farting. It's the exact same. It's all they want to eliminate farms so that you're forced into buying. Leonardo DiCaprio, remember, you'll own nothing and be happy, but Leonardo will own a lot of things that you have to rent from him as a part of the World Economic Forum. I know it's kind of falling apart right now with the World Economic Forum, with Klaus Schwab just, he resigned from being the head of the WF and now just resigned, is completely resigned off the board, which we'll get to in just a minute. But understand something, right now, we're losing our battle. And right now, the Trump administration is losing a little bit because of the lawsuits and because there's no proactive measures being taken in the Congress, and there's no proactive measures being taken by Bondi, Patel, or Bongino. There's a lot of people that need to be investigated. Listen, if they're innocent, we're not Democrats. I don't want anybody going to prison if they're innocent because they're a Democrat. I want them to go to prison because they've committed crimes. So anyway, who's going to ever buy a freaking vegan burger? Nobody on the planet. Go to the next one. We're speaking to Klaus Schwab from the Wall Street Journal. World Economic Forum opens probe. If you're wondering why Klaus Schwab stepped down yesterday, completely and totally, from the World Economic Forum, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Doesn't matter that he's 88. World Economic Forum probes new, World Economic Forum opens new probe into founder Klaus Schwab. Founder quit after board moved to investigate whistleblower allegations, which he denies, including use of luxury property and travel. He'll own everything and rent it to you, and he'll be happy. So that, if you're wondering, I mean, you're wondering why Klaus Schwab did the sudden exodus, and you should see the pic of the new head of the World Economic Forum. He looks like a demon.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Aaron, see if you can find it. New head of the World Economic Forum. I mean, yeah, I should have gotten one. I'm a lousy podcast host tonight. Lousy. Should have gotten that one. But anyway. I mean, he absolutely looks like, he doesn't look like a man who's demon possessed. He looks like Beelzebub. Oh, yeah, perfect. There he is. That's the devil. Wow. I mean, look at that guy. That's the head of the new economic. Can you do better with your wig? I mean, dude, if you're going to wear the freaking thing, you obviously are multi millionaire. You can get a better toupee than that. Oh, my gosh. You look like four rats died or holding hands on the top of your head. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to another major problem. Islamic faith, Muslim invasion. Tom, are you're anti-Muslim? Look me in the eye. Yes. Yes. I'm anti-Mormon too. Now, you have the right to be Islamic. You have the right to be a Muslim in the United States of America. People fought and died for your right to do so, and I agree, but you cannot enforce Sharia law. So if you want to be a Muslim, just understand you can never have Sharia law here. And I went into this last night. It's just like, I can't enforce the Bible on everybody either. And nor must it be a hypocrite considering how often I sin. But I'm just saying, I can't enforce the Bible, but yet they're allowed to enforce the Quran in giant swaths of this country that are basically no-go zones in our country, building their own Islamic cities inside of Texas, and there's no-go zones in London. They're allowed to do all that, but me as a Christian, I can't do it. And by the way, I don't want to do it. I don't want to force anybody into being a Christian, but they want to force people into being Muslims. Now let's look at some statistical data here. Wall Street Abe's video. This is a map of the second largest religion in every state. The second largest, if you look down, I'll read it to you before we get on there so you don't have to rush when you're watching this video. This is a map of the second largest. Obviously, Christian is still number one in this country, but it doesn't last long when you allow in a Muslim invasion. And again, people can choose to be Muslim, but we don't have to import Muslims. Big difference between choosing to be Muslim and importing Muslims. But in every color that you see is the second largest religion in those areas. Green is Muslim or Islam. Orange is Buddhism. Blue is Judaism. Yellow is Hinduism. And red is Baha'i or something like that. But anyway, watch this video. Play it for me.
This is a map of the second biggest religion in every state. As you can see, green is Islam, and green is literally almost half the map. It's the second largest religion in more U.S. states than any other minority religion. And there's a misconception that most U.S. Muslims are Arab. It's actually almost a third of us that are South Asian. About 25% are African American, And it's just 20% that are Arab. And Islam is highly urbanized in the United States. You'll find us in big cities, Chicago, New York City, Miami, Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, and it's predicted by 2070,
All right, so there you go. And you just have you just understand what is happening here. Did you see this? The second largest, look at that. When the second largest religion is Muslim, that's green. So the second largest religion in all, basically the entire center of the United States is Muslim. Why is that? Because they're pouring through the southern border in Texas. They were until Trump shut it down. But we've allowed in 20 million people over the last 4 years. You're like, Tom, why are you so anti-Muslim? I am anti any. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I am anti that in any other faith. It's John 14:6. That's what Jesus said. Not I'm anti people following that religion, not their right to follow it. You have the right to be a Muslim, but you don't have the right to enforce or inflict Sharia law, which they will eventually do because that is their faith. You, on, as a Christian, our faith is not to force people into Christianity. You and I are to 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That's our faith, not kill the infidel. Not take over by with a massive birth rate, with a mass migration and mass proliferation once you get there of births, of increased population. All right, so let me look at this one. Wall Street Apes video. This is insane. A massive influx of Muslim Somali natives imported into Ohio. This is an Ohio newscast. Play it for me.
Was one of two Muslim Somali Americans elected this term.
Columbus has the second largest Somali population in the U.S., 50 to 60,000, second only to Minneapolis after thousands immigrated from Somalia in 1991. Out of that population is newly elected state representative Ishmael Muhammad.
I want all of you to say as strongly and as proudly and as powerfully as you can, I am people
power.
When you first see it, you might not think it is a masjid, but located in a quiet suburb of Ohio lies one of the most beautiful masajid in the United States.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Islamic Center of Cleveland.
And this mosque, which describes itself as the Muslim heart of Columbus, Ohio, has also been described as one of the most hardline in the city. This Columbus mosque has been linked to not one, not two, but six cases of terrorism, some of which have included OSU students committing the attacks.
That's Ohio, everybody. Good job, Mike DeWine, as governor. Great job. Fantastic work. That's Ohio. That's actually happening. And by the way, again, let me just reiterate. Everybody has the right to be whatever religion they want to be, but you don't have the right to violate the Constitution. I don't have the right as a Christian to violate the Constitution. It's not that I'm saying that the Constitution's above the Bible, but I understand that if it becomes the place where they amend the Constitution and it becomes illegal for me to be a Christian, then I'm going to prison. Because then at that point, I'll violate the Constitution. Right now, that's not obviously not where the Constitution's at. But in order for you to be a proper Islamist, proper Muslim, you have to violate the Constitution. As a Christian, you never have to violate the Constitution because we're not trying to win people via force and violence, where either you subjugate people to religion, enslave the people that refuse your religion, or kill the people that refuse your religion. We don't do that. Muslims do, which again, everybody has the right to be one, but we certainly don't have to import Sharia law. And by the way, just on a side note, How many of you are almost suicidal listening to that freaking music? I mean, oh my gosh. How, there, Aaron, go ahead, Aaron. There it is. That's a worship leader here at Foundation Church. I mean, oh my word. I mean, it's so annoying. Have you ever listened to they do this? Again, in London, you can't do a pro-Christian rally. Preachers on the street get arrested in London.
Yeah.
But they can set up these giant speakers and do that. Aaron, what's the guy? Yeah, they can do that all day long in London. They're fine. Because everybody's afraid, and it's actually hysterical. Everybody's afraid of being called an Islamophobe, which is hysterical coming from the left, because Islamists have no women's rights at all, but and are actually vehemently anti-abortion, but yet you will defend their rights, but not mine, which actually even closer, in a sad sort of way, my beliefs actually line up closer to yours than Islamists do. I mean, liberals will do anything to defend an Islamist who will gladly throw a transgender person off a five-story building. Well, Christians won't, they'll attack, but Democrats and leftists will attack Christians over Muslims. You're like, why is that? Well, there's a multitude of reasons, but number one is they're simply afraid of being called a phobe. I'm wondering, why is nobody afraid of being called a Christian phobe? They're just afraid of being called Islamophobic. It's just the political leverage of the times. And basically, what they are is what Muslims are another form of Antifa that the Democrats and the globalist leftist bourgeois elitists will use to usher in a totalitarian regime and then toss them aside as soon as they're no longer useful. All right. Well, you're like, well, luckily, Tom, you go, you got Ohio. You know, it's just Ohio. Okay, let's take a trip to Texas with three Carlos Tercios videos. All right. So let's go to the first one. Bombshell as pro-life legislation dies in Texas. You're like, I thought Texas was firmly right. No, it is not. But it just voted for Trump even by double digits. That is all right. That's the citizenry. But as it is in Washington, D.C., all of those conservative Texans vote in politicians that run as conservatives to their face and then go to Austin and legislate as leftists. And it's all on purpose. That's the entire Republican Party. You're like, Tom, aren't you Republican? Are you? Yes, I always have been and always will be. I'm telling you, though, that there are insurgents in our party, cloaked Democrats, and most Republicans are cloaked Democrats. They're not Republican. And it's the same they don't right now. They're not doing this in Alabama because Alabama's doesn't have enough delegates, doesn't have enough congressmen and women to really impact anything yet. Doesn't have enough electoral college votes. They're going after Texas. So it's very weird. And there are some really good people to follow. I'll have to get the names as I've listened to them on Bannon. But Texas is this giant mirage. All the people, 70% of the population or more, are right-leaning or absolute right-wingers. And they vote in. And the state Senate, the governor, and the House are all vehemently right-wing. Even Abbott is attacking the Congress. And I'm talking about the State House and the Senate in Texas because there are a bunch of fake Republicans. They've actually yielded, like, well, you don't have to have a Democrat sit on a committee. They give the seat to them anyway. So they have a vote to vote down conservative policies. So back to Islamism. Carlos Tercios' video, bombshell as pro-life legislation dies in the state of Texas, no longer worried about saving the unborn. The Texas House introduced DEI. Yes, I thought this was, it's so freaking weird. What just popped into my mind was a police call that I was on back in the 90s where I went to, it was a house party for juveniles when they were drinking, they had keggers there. I'm talking about juveniles, people under the age of 21. It's illegal to drink in the state of Florida. So I got dispatched to it, and I opened the door to this house party, and it was all Mennonites. I'm not kidding you. Full garb Mennonites. Head coverings, the Farmer Joe hats, everybody inside the house. Full, I mean, dressed from head to toe. I mean, covered from head to toe. I mean, there was not one short in the house, was not one skirt. Now everybody covered, just slamming beers as Mennonites. Okay, same thing here. You're like, how in the world can you have Republicans institutionalizing DEI with Trump in the White House, and this is a Republican state. But it is actually happening. Watch it happen. Play for me.
Recreation and tourism. HCR 85 by Bojani, designating March 15th as the day to combat Islamophobia for a 10-year period ending in 2035. Refer to the Committee on Culture, Recreation, and Tourism. HCR 86 by Hayes.
So let's look at these days that have just been institutionalized into Texas law by the House, by the Senate in Texas. So the March 15th just became the day to combat Islamophobia. That's what Texas is on. The state of Texas, God bless Texas. That's what Texas is on and about doing, is institutionalizing March 15th as the day to combat Islamophobia. Where is this mass Islamophobic phobia? Can anybody show, Eric, can you find it? Show me some videos of mass Islamophobia. Show it to me. Show me the right-wing protests at mosques. Show me the need. Again, show me the need for vaccinating against the 99.98% survival virus. When it doesn't stop transmission or infection. Well, there's no need. Why are you doing it exactly? There must be some nefarious purpose behind it. Same thing here. If there's nobody protesting and you have the epic city being built in Texas right now, which is a Sharia law city, in violation of the Constitution, you can't move in there. Isn't that a violation of your constitutional rights? Not that you'd want to move into that big city, but you should have the right to move into it, correct? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what Democrats always say? That they can keep you from moving in to Epic City because you're a Christian? How's that allowed? I mean, am I allowed to keep people from moving in? Don't worry, Aaron, I'm not going to do it. Into my neighborhood? I'm not going to state my address like I've done before. Now, I can't keep people from moving into my neighborhood because of my beliefs, because they're gay, because they're Islamic, because they're Asian, because they're whatever. I can't keep people out. I can't keep people out because of whatever my belief system is, which I'm certainly could care less about anybody's race or religion or anything else. I could care less. As long as you're a good law-abiding American, I don't care if they're Muslim. I don't care if they're gay. I don't care if they're straight. They'll deal with God at Judgment Day. That's not my business. Unless they invite me in, they want my opinion, which very rarely does anybody ask for my opinion. I mean, I'm thinking about that right now as I said that. Nobody ever asked for my opinion. Seriously, I'm thinking about that right now. Nobody ever comes to me and says, Tom, what's your opinion on this? I guess with the exception of Heather's sitting here tonight. She's my assistant. And I'm like, I guess with the exception of the appointments that she schedules with me, people actually want my opinion. But that's rare. All right, so let's go to the next one. Three Carlos Tercius videos in a row. Bombshell, next one. Texas, so we already have. Remember to keep the dates in mind. March 15th has already been designated in the state of Texas as the day to combat Islamophobia, a day to combat that which doesn't exist. And let's go to the next one. Bombshell, Texas created resolutions to have Bangladeshi Day, and Zoroastrian Day. Why the heck are why are we, because Carlos Tercius is from Texas, honoring days For the Islamic faith? Play for me.
Innovation Day, HR 404 by Bojani, Zoroastrian Day, HR 408 by Bojani, Bangladeshi Day, HR 409 by Bojani, Vesak Day.
No, congratulations. So now we have that day that has now been designated as Bangladeshi Day. Why don't you just have designate a day, Kiss My Rear End Day? I mean, what are, I don't even know. Aaron had to look up for me because the second time I've played that video is that these keep coming in. One more came in. I shouldn't say these, but Aaron had to look it up. I guess it's some sort of country. Zoroastrian Day. I don't even know what that is. I'm assuming Bangladesh is a country. Zoroastrian's a country too, but they're having day. Yeah. You go out of your way. Imagine the waste of time. The waste of congressional men and women's time that they're, and they want to do it, so they're not really wasting their time. They're wasting our time. Get this. Zoroastrian Day, ancient Iranian religion, founded by the prophet Zarathustra.
Great.
You're like, Tom, that can't be real. Folks, it's freaking real. You just saw it. Leave that up, Aaron. They are institutionalizing a day. They are instituting a day, codifying a day in Texas where they honor the ancient Iranian religion founded by the prophet Zarathustra. In Texas? Texas, you better wake up. Who are these people that you voted in? Because the people that you voted in are fraudsters and hucksters. They are fake Republicans. They are Democratic Party insurgents. Let's go to the next one. Carlos Tercius video again. Bombshell, Texas recognized March 23rd, we already have March 15th as the day to combat Islamophobia. Remember, Joe Biden made last Easter the National Transgender Visibility Day.
Yeah.
Remember that? Texas on about mirroring Joe Biden. So bombshell, Texas recognized March 23rd as Pakistan Day. Play it for me.
Mr. Speaker, I move to suspend all necessary rules to take up and consider H.R. 32.
Members, you've heard the motion. Is there any objection? Chair is none. The rules are suspended. Following resolution, the clerk will read the resolution.
H.R. 32 by Lalani, recognizing Pakistan Day at the state capitol.
Chair recognizes Dr. Lalani to explain the resolution.
So that's what they're on and about doing. That's the stated business of the state of Texas. That's their agenda, is to create a Pakistan Day, a Bangladeshi Day, a Zoroastrian Day, and a day to combat Islamophobia. That's the business of the state of Texas. That's why you end up with this Amy Mech video. Alert Texas, everyone is Muslim here. Play it for me.
It's okay, sister. Oh, mashallah, brother. Oh, brother, wow. You are good.
Everybody is Muslim here. Names have been chosen on Muslim scientists of the golden era of Islam. So this is the masjid, mashallah. They have the Salam Masjid here.
Mashallah, pura Muslim area.
Private park. All right, I can't play here. Mashallah, written on all of them. Allah Muhammad. Oh my God, this one is a real beauty. This is Muslims, right? Medina Villas, I knew it. They're Muslim. The masjid is right next door. You just walk to the masjid. MashaAllah, that's how easy it is here. SubhanAllah, in America, in the United States, welcome to Irving, Texas. And we are entering a very interesting community, a community made up of Muslims, a community where the street names are all Muslims. This is the Valencia State's Mahmoud Eagle Drive. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen, only in Dallas, Texas, where you will see these homes. Where not even the people inside are Muslim, but actually the name of the streets are Muslim. Amal Saleh Drive, Subhan.
15th is the day to combat Islamophobia. And then another, you're going to establish Bangladeshi Day, Zoroastrian Day, and then March 23rd as Pakistan Day. It's no wonder, as Amy Mack said, everyone is Muslim here. And I'm going to read her article. That's not a warning. It's a quote from a Muslim, from Muslim residents in Irving, Texas. Governor Abbott, this is our article. Governor Abbott says there's no Sharia in Texas, but take a drive through Plano and or Irving and you'll see the truth. Islamic only parks and signage, that's not legal. Quran schools that reject Western education, that's not legal. Streets named after Islamic figures, this is in the state of Texas, not 10 years from now, now. Streets named after Islamic figures. Ali Akbar Court, Aaron.
Oh, good.
Amal Salal Drive. Salma Jamil Court. Hafliya Drive. Saluya Drive. Shemsa Way. Residents proudly declaring, this reminds me of my 100% Muslim country that you fled. Why would you want to recreate the country you left? Aaron, help me. Make it make sense. Not a single dog seen or heard. This reminds me of my 100% Muslim country. Texas is the future. Everybody is Muslim here. These are the quotes. We just walked to the masjid, whatever that is. Mashallah. This is ideal life for Muslims. Mashallah, written on almost every house. Where else can you practice Islam like this in America? These are quotes from people. And it sounds like Islamists. These Minnesota brothers are moving to Texas like no tomorrow. They make a community full of Muslim names. This is the American dream for Muslims. These are not ordinary subdivisions. They're purpose-built Islamic colonies that nobody's welcome in except for people that will follow Sharia law. They may even be violating housing. They're not may. Zoning and tax laws while operating as Sharia-enforced enclaves. Illegal and unconstitutional. Well, at least it's only Texas and Ohio, Tom. Well, let's go to New Jersey. Steve 2A video. Well, that's another reason. Here's Philly Murphy. Listen to him. Play it for me.
It's January of each year as Muslim Heritage Month in New Jersey. How cool is that?
barely read that. Thank God I knew what it was before.
But this is now officially the law of the land.
Yeah.
So January is Muslim History Month in New Jersey forever and for always.
So Phil Murphy, who is a COVID totalitarian, forced everybody to be vaxxed, forced everyone to lock down, forced everybody to self-quarantine, forced everyone to wear a mask and stand 6 feet apart, but loves the Islamic faith. And so much that he is now, as he just said, this is now the law of the land. He proudly says it, that January is now Islamic Heritage Month in the state of New Jersey. Where's Christian stuff? Well, I'm just curious, where's the Christian stuff? So I just wanted to warn everybody, that's where it is. And again, everybody has a right to follow whatever religion they want, except if following that religion violates the Constitution, which it has to if you're Muslim, when you're told to subjugate or kill the people who don't follow your religion. And you have Sharia law and have no-go zones in Islamic enclaves, like Epic City and others. All right, 10:14, 10:15. That's good. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys in the rant. Nate Dad won $50. Gucci Buckeye $10. Hefner $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. I love you. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Oh, stick around for the post game. Post game's awesome. Super funny stuff. I mean, really, super funny stuff. So it's short. It's about 45 seconds from right now. It'll start. So stick around for the post game. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.